Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. I'm Tony Newmark, and this is Parshat Chaye Sara on Purely Pshat. Let's go. So the first Leah is broken up into the following sections. The first section, Sarah passes away, and the second section is Avraham purchasing the cave of Machpelah. So the first section, Sarah passes away. So Sarah's lifetime was 100 years, 20 years, and 7 years. Those were the years of Sarah's life. And Sarah died in Kiryat Arba, which is Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And Avraham came to eulogize Sarah and to mourn over her. The next section, Avraham purchases the cave of Machpelah. So Avram got up from in front of the deceased, and he spoke to the people of Chet, saying, "I'm an immigrant and a resident among you. Please let me have some land for a burial ground within you, so that I can bury my dead." And the people of Chet answered Avraham, and they said to him, "Listen, sir, you are a prince of God in our midst. You can bury your dead wherever you want, in any burial place you choose. None of us will hold back his burial place from you so that you can bury your dead." And Avram got up and he bowed down to the people of the land, to the people of Chet. And he said to them, "If you want me to bury my dead, then go request Ephron, the son of Tzohar, so that he can give me his cave of Machpelah, which is at the end of his field. And he can give it to me for full price as land for a burial plot among you." And Ephron sat among the people of Chet. And Ephron the Chetite responded to Avraham in the audience of the people of Chet, who had all come to the gate of the city. And he said, "No, listen to me. I have given you this field, and I have given you the cave which is in it. I have given it to you in the presence of my people to bury your dead." And Avraham threw himself to the ground in front of all the people, and he spoke to Ephron in the audience of the people, and he said, "But if you would only listen to me, I have the money for the field. Take it, and I will bury my dead there." So Ephron replied to Avram, and he said, "Listen to me. What is a land worth 400 shekels of silver between me and you? Bury your dead here." And Avram listened to Ephron, and Avram weighed the amount of silver that Ephron mentioned in the presence of the people of Chet, 400 shekels of silver in the standard currency. The second Aliyah continues this purchase, and it also speaks about the section of Avraham sending Eliezer to find a wife for Yitzchak. So we continue. Ephron's field, which was in Machpelah, facing Mamre, was established. It was the field and the cave that was inside, all the trees that were in the field, that were inside its border. And it was Avraham's, as a possession, in the presence of the people of Chet, who had come to the gate of the city to watch. And after that, Avraham buried Sarah, his wife, in the cave inside the field of Machpelah, facing Mamre, which is Hebron, in the land of Canaan. The field and the cave inside of it were established as Avraham's burial plot from the people of Chet. The next section, Avraham sends Eliezer to find a wife for Yitzchak. So Avraham was old, and his days were approaching him, and God blessed him with everything. So Avram said to his servant, the senior staff of his household, he was in charge of everything that he had, and he said, "Please, put your hand under my thigh. I'm going to make you swear by God, the God of the heavens and the God of the earth, that you won't take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaan, from the people who I live with. Instead, you should go to my land, to my birthplace, and you will take a wife for my son, Yitzchak." And the servant replied to Avram. He said, "What if the woman won't want to follow me to this land? Should I take your son back to the land from where you came?" And Avram said to him, "Be insistent not to take my son back there. God, God of the heavens, who took me from my father's house and from the land where I was born, and he spoke to me and swore to me, he said, 'I will give this land to your descendants.' He will send his angel ahead of you, and you'll take a wife for my son from there. If the woman doesn't want to follow you, then I won't blame you for this oath of mine. But don't take my son back there. And the servant put his hand under Avraham's thigh, under his master's thigh, and he made him this oath. The third Aliyah speaks about Eliezer's successful trip. So this servant took 10 camels from his master's camels, and he left. And in his hand was all of his master's belongings. And he went out, and he went to Aram Naharaim, Nahor's city. And he made the camels lie down outside the city, next to the well of water, towards the evening time, when the girls go out to draw water from the well. He said, God, the God of my master Avram, please let something happen to me today and do kindness to my master. Look, I'm standing by the water well. The daughters of the city's residents are coming out to draw water now. And if I say to one of the girls, please tilt your pitcher and let me drink. And if she says, sure, drink. And I will also give your camels water to drink. Then she will be the one chosen by you for your servant, for Yitzchak. And I'll know that through her, you acted kindly with my master. And he hadn't finished speaking. And all of a sudden, Rivka, the daughter of Betuel, the son of Milcah, who is the wife of Avraham's brother Nahor, came out. And her pitcher was on her shoulder. And she was very pretty. And she was a virgin. No man had known her. And she went down to the spring and filled up her pitcher and came back up. And the servant ran towards her and said, please let me have a sip of water from your pitcher. And she said, drink. And she quickly took down her pitcher into her hand and gave him a drink. And when she finished giving him a drink, she said, I'll also draw water for your camels until they finish drinking. And she quickly emptied her pitcher into the trough. And she ran to the well again to draw water. And she did draw water for all of his camels. And the man was amazed by her. And he was silently deciding whether or not God has led his way to success. And then, when the camels finished drinking, the man took a golden nose ring, which weighed a beka, and two bracelets that weighed 10 gold units for her hands. And he said, whose daughter are you? Tell me if there's a place for us to stay in your father's house. And she said to him, I am the daughter of Betuel, the son born to Milcah and Nahor. And she said to him, we have plenty of straw and fodder and also a place for you to stay. So the man kneeled down and he bowed down himself to God. Beginning the fourth Aliyah, he said, blessed is God, the God of my master Avram, who has not withheld his loving kindness and his truth from my master. God led me on this path to the house of my master's brothers. The next section, Eliezer recounts the story. So the girl ran and she told her mother, who was in the house, what had happened. And Rivka had a brother whose name was Lavan. Lavan ran to the man outside by the fountain. And he saw the nose ring and the bracelets on his sister's hands. And he heard his sister Rivka saying, this is what the man spoke to me. So we came to the man. And he was standing over the camels at the well. He said, come, you who are blessed by God, why should you stand outside? I've cleared the house for you and made a place for the camels. So the man came to the house and he took the muzzles off his camels and he gave straw and fodder to the camels and water to wash his feet and the feet of the men who were with him. And they placed food before him and he said, I will not eat until I've spoken my words. So they said, speak. And he said, I am Avraham's servant. God bless my master tremendously, and he's great. And he gave him sheep and cattle and silver and gold and servants and maidservants, camels and donkeys. And after she became old, Sarah, my master's wife, gave birth to a son. And he's given him all that he possesses. And my master made me swear. And he said, don't take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites in the land that I live now. Instead, you have to go back to my father's house, to my family, and take a wife for my son from there. And I said to my master, what if the woman won't want to come back with me? And he replied, God, before whom I walked, will send his angel with you and lead you on the path to success. You should take a wife for my son from my family, from my father's house. And then you'll be absolved of the oath. And when you come to my family, if they don't give her to you, you will also be absolved from my oath. So, I came today to the well. And I said, God, God of my master Avram, please lead me to the way of success. Look, I'm standing by this well. And when a girl comes out to draw water, I'll say to her, please, can I have a little water to drink from your pitcher? And if she says to me, you can drink and I will also get water for your camels, then she is the woman who God designated for my master's son. And I wasn't even finished speaking to myself. And Rivka suddenly came out with her pitcher on her shoulder. And she went down to the well and drew water. And I said, please, can I have a drink of water? And she quickly lowered her pitcher. And she said, drink, and I will also give water to your camels. And I drank, and she gave the camels water to drink. And I asked her, whose daughter are you? And she replied to me, the daughter of Bethuel, the son born to Milcah and Nahor. I then put the ring on her nose and the bracelets on her hands. And I knelt down and bowed down to God. And I blessed God, the God of my master Abraham, who led me on this true path to take the daughter of my master's brother for his son. And now, if you want to be kind and true to my master, then tell me. And if not, say so, and I'll turn to the right or to the left. The next section speaks about the consent. So Lavan and Bethuel responded, and they said, this thing has come from God. We can't refuse you, whether it's bad or it's good. Rivka is now yours, so take her and go. And she should be the wife for your master's son, just like God spoke. And when Avram's servant heard those words, he bowed down on the ground to God. So the servant took out the silver and gold items and pieces of clothing, and he gave them to Rivka. And he gave very tasty things to her brother and her mother. And both him and the men who were with him ate and drank, and they stayed overnight. And when they got up in the morning, he said, send me away to my master. So her brother and her mother said, let her stay with us for a year or 10, and then after that she'll go. And he said to them, don't delay me now that God has made my trip successful. Send me away and I'll go with my master. And they said, let's call her and ask her. And they called to Rivka and they said, will you go with this man? And she said, yes, I'll go. So they sent away their sister Rivka with her nurse, Avraham's servant, and his men. And they blessed Rivka. They said to her, our sister, you should become thousands of myriads, and your descendants should inherit the cities of their enemies. So Rivka and her maidservants with her left, riding on camels, following the man. And the servant took Rivka and left. The next section speaks about the marriage of Yitzchak and Rivka. So Yitzchak came back from Be'er Lahai Roi, and he was living in the southern part of the land. And Yitzchak went out to pray in the field at around evening time. And he looked up and he saw camels were approaching. And Rivka looked up and she saw Yitzchak. And she came down from the camel and she said to the servant, who is that man walking in the field towards us? And the servant said, he's my master. So she took the veil and covered herself. So the servant told Yitzchak about all the things that have happened. And Yitzchak brought her to his mother's tent. And he took Rivka and she became his wife. And he loved her. And Yitzchak was comforted from his mother. The sixth Aliyah speaks about Avraham remarrying and Avraham passing away. So Avraham took another wife and her name was Keturah. And she had Zimram, Yakshan, Medan, Midian, Yishbak, and Shuach. And Yakshan was the father of Sheva and Dedan. And Dedan's sons were Ashurim, Latushim, and Leumim. And the sons of Midian were Ephah, Epher, Chanoch, Avida, and Eldaah. And all of these were Keturah's children. So Avram gave everything that he had to Yitzchak, and he gave gifts to all the sons of his concubine. And he sent them away to the east from his son Yitzchak while he was still alive, to the land of the east. The next section speaks about Avram passing away. So these are the total years of Avram's life, 100 years, 70 years, and 5 years. So Avram took his last breath and he died at a good old age, and he was satisfied. And he was gathered to his people, and his sons Yitzchak and Yishmael buried him in the cave of Machpelah in the field of Ephron, the son of Tzohar, the Hittite, which faces Mamre, and a field that Avram bought from the sons of Chet. Avram and his wife Sarah were buried there. And after Avram died, God blessed Yitzchak, his son. And Yitzchak lived near Be'er Lahai Roi. The seventh Aliyah speaks about Yishmael's descendants. So these are the descendants of Yishmael, the son of Avraham, who Hagar the Egyptian, Sarah's maid, had to Avraham. These are the names of the sons of Yishmael that are listed according to their birth. The firstborn of Yishmael was Nevaios, then Kedar, then Adbael, and Mifsam, and Mishma, and Duma, and Masa, Chadar and Tema, Yitur, Nafish, and Kedma. These were Yishmael's sons, and this is how they were called in their towns and their walled cities. And there were 12 princes of their nations. And these were the years of Yishmael's life, 100 years, 30 years, and 7 years. And he took his last breath and died, and he was gathered to his people. He lived between Havilah and Shur, which was near Egypt, towards Ashur. And they lived there with all their brothers. This was Parshat Chayei Sarah on Purely Pshat. I'm Tony Newmark. Have a great Shabbat.